What's up, TSO gang? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. So, today we are going to do a part two to this sexless marriage because we did have a discussion going from the first episode of this question. So, I do want to get into it. I don't want to leave anyone, you know, with their input, with their you know, perspective, and I don't acknowledge. So I do want to go ahead and acknowledge the perspectives that I have received and just give my input on that also. So we are going to do, like I said, a little part two. So you guys, first of all, let's start with hitting that follow button. Let's not play with it. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, hit that plus button up above. Make sure you are following the podcast and hit that notification bell so you're notified every time an episode is dropped. Because we drop an episode every Sunday, every Monday, Wednesday, and every Friday. So get with it, y'all. All right, so let's get into it, you guys. I've had two perspectives. Well, I've had a few more, but they all boil down to between these two. I had one that was, that felt like, they felt like if there's a sexless marriage, if their marriage was sexless, that it would be due to their spouse cheating. And I just want to say, with that, I want to say, that wasn't like what I meant by a sexless marriage. So of course you have all different scenarios. So I'm not kicking your bucket, baby. I love you down. And I do appreciate, you know, you tuning in to the podcast and just giving me your feedback on it. I greatly appreciate it. That's awesome. But if you are in a relationship where it's sexless and it is not due to a medical reason or a physical reason as to why you cannot, you know, please your spouse, then at that point, there should be no marriage. That's just my opinion. Now, you do have the people that will just, you know, cheat. Like, let's just cheat on each other, like, for the rest of our lives. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't think I could ever understand it. Now, I am open and down to the discussion and trying to understand it. You know, like, I'm all for hearing one's point of view on a matter. So, I don't understand it, but I can get there. If you have that explanation for me, I'm here to listen. Drop that voice message link. Let me know. Like, let's get it. But you guys, myself personally, I would not cheat back. I'm not cheating back with anyone. We're not cheating back and forth. We might as well just call it quits. There's no reason, you know, to deal with that. It doesn't work. It's not gonna work. Hold on, you guys, we have another suggestion. You are able to just have an open marriage. Why not just, at that point, you guys, if you're not divorcing, have an open marriage. But then at that point, it's not considered cheating because you guys have both, you know, agreed on this situation, on this entanglement. Maybe we could call it an entanglement, maybe. Yeah. So we have agreed on this, so it's not cheating at that point. Cheating is when someone isn't aware of an act that someone else is committing, you know, behind their back with another person outside of their marriage. So that, or their relationship, it doesn't even have to be a marriage. So that is cheating. But if you sit down and you're with your husband, like, hey, honey, you know, we're gonna just sleep with other people. Like, I feel like at this point in our relationship, we need to just explore this. Then that's a different story. That's not cheating. It's just you having an arrangement with your husband, period, or boyfriend, your spouse, your significant other. So that's not cheating. Now we did also, I did also have an input where they felt, they felt as I feel also, you know, but we would set different boundaries. They feel like, you know, if they're not able to physically please their spouse, then they would need to, you know, have that conversation like, you know, hey, I am not able to do this for you, baby. You can step out if you like, you know, I don't know. Now, I feel that way. But their boundary was, you know, you can't sleep with the same person. That's how feelings are involved. That's how, you know, kids are made, maybe, because actually it happened at one time. But, you know, that's how things escalate. So it should just be a sex party, you know, like you can have sex with everybody in the world, but don't have sex with the same person and do not communicate after sexual activities. Which is fine, you know, that's the boundary that you want to set. I just think it's awesome that you would just not leave them dry and high, okay? Or dry and low. If ain't nobody getting high and not having no sex, okay? So I'm just saying it. If I ain't had sex, I don't even think weed can help me. I'm just putting it out there. Like, sex is necessary. It's a necessity, you guys. It's a necessity. You have to. There's no way. I mean, yes, you have, like I said, medical reasons or physical, due to physical complications, you're not able to get it up, or you're not able to get it wet. I don't know. But at that point, that's something that you have to accept, because this is something that is like that, right? It's physical. It's permanently like this. This is something you have to accept. But if you don't have to accept it, if there's a chance that you are still able to freak a leak, okay? If you able to still get on that D and ride that D till you can't ride it no more, or if you are able to bend that ass over and poke that bitch till you can't fucking no more, baby, get out there and do it, okay? If I can't help you or if you can't help me, it should be the same. You should let me, you know, go out there and find what I need to find. Because I need to find what I need to find. And no, I love you down. I'm still coming home. If you want to deal with me, you know, it's not everybody. It's not for everybody. Everybody can't deal with that certain arrangement in their life. Okay? You're not strong. There are some, and I'm not saying strong like you can't get through things. Because clearly you could get through things. But what I mean by strong is, it takes a strong individual in a relationship to be able to see, not even see, because you don't have to see a spouse with someone else, but to know, just to know, because that's like seeing. Hell, I know things sometimes, and I fucking envision it. Fuck that. I start envisioning shit off the strength. Like, I don't even try to envision it, you know? It's like, they tell me the scenario, and the scenario is just running through my mind like a movie. I visually see it. So it takes a strong person to be able to know that their spouse is stepping out on them. But, you know, that's when if I had to get to cross that bridge, my ass would try not to see. My ass would try not to see y'all. But, like, you know, it's just, for me, it's just the fact that I know that I would not want to go the rest of my life without having sex because my spouse isn't able to do it, okay? So, because I know that I wouldn't want to, I'm not going to make my husband, you know? I'm not going to try to make him. Now, if he wants to not, then that's gravy, you know what I mean? Like, put that on top of my mash. Like, fuck. Yes, I love you, baby. Want to live the rest of your life without no foot, you know? Okay, you want to just get head? You want to just get these motherfucking hand jobs? You want me to get you a little pocket pussy I could fuck it? You know, like, we could do that. But if you do choose to want to step out, I'm here for it. I completely understand. And I'm not taking nothing from you as a husband. I'm not taking nothing from you. I'm not going to say, oh, you fucked up because you want to go out and you want to, you know, get yourself pleased. And I can't do it. I don't think like that. Yes, you do have the people in the world that are going to be like, well, fuck that. It's till death do us part, richer for poor, sick and in health. These are the things that you agree to, and you need to not have sex for the rest of your life because I can't. No, I'm not that girl. I can never be that girl. I just can't. And like I said, you have those people that are doing it. Their spouse has, you know, been in an accident where now they're, you know, permanently not able to do the things that they used to do. So, you know, and that's including sexually. So, you have those people that are still with their spouse, and I understand that. I'm still going to be with my husband. If he sat here and told me no, I'm not comfortable with you going out, stepping out, just because I can't please you, and you have to go through this, then I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not saying, okay, I'm gonna leave you, that's it, we're over, it's done for us. No, but what I am saying is, I would think that one would be not selfish like that to make someone go through that. Like I said, if they choose it, that's all fine and dandy, that's great. But if you have this conversation, like if this conversation comes up and you're just feeling like, oh, fuck that, I can't do it, you're not, then I think at that point, that's selfish to me. It's selfish. I can't not say it's not selfish. It's selfish. There's no way it's not selfish, you know, because people have needs. And when you have needs, you know, I mean, what do you think is going to happen in the long run? So now you're going to be married for all these years plus after this, you know, situation where you're not able to, and there's going to be resentment. There's going to be resentment because, and I'm not talking about the people that choose not to have sex for the rest of their life. Clearly, it's not going to be no resentment. This is what you chose. But for the people that would like to go ahead and please get themselves, please feel, then it's going to be resentment because it's like, well, wow, why the fuck they feel like this? Like, damn, so I'm just supposed to spank my monkey for the rest of my life? Damn, I'm just supposed to play with my pussy for the rest of my life? You know, like, why? It's just because of you? Wow, that's fucked up. I can't deal with this. You know, now you're slamming pots around. Now you're slamming doors. Now you're slamming this. Now you're hitting this. Now you just don't want to motherfucking cook. You don't want to do shit. You don't want to help this motherfucker out the bed. You don't want to do shit, okay? But guess what? Get this pussy hit now, and it might sound crazy, but get this pussy hit now, I ain't got to slam a motherfucking door. Now I can help you out the motherfucking door without a problem, you know? And I'm saying this if this is the scenario where the party wants to step out. I'm not saying it like if this is what the person chose. Because like I said, you have people that choose it. I, myself, I'm not going to sit here and leave my husband. Like I said, I would never do that. And I'm not saying that this is what people would do if someone did say, hey, babe, no, you're not able to whatever, right? No, you have to come up with those agreements on your own terms in your own relationship. But for me, I cannot say that I'm going to make my husband stay sexless in the marriage. No, if you want to stay married to me, I love you down. You want to help me and get me physically back right if possible, or as best as to right as I could get physically, then I'm grateful. I'm here for it. I love you down. And I want you to still go out there and get what you need to get if you need to do that. Because like I said, he may not need to. But if this is a scenario that is coming up and he needs to, he wants to, baby, go do you. I love you to death. And I'm setting boundaries, you know? Like, please don't. You can have sex with as many people as you want. No, I'm playing. I'm not going to do that. The boundary here for me is you cannot have sex with a lot of girls. You have to pick a girl. We need to pick a girl. And then at that point, he might be like, oh, fuck that. Like, what's the point? But, you know, it's not like I'm like, oh, well, you can only date the girl that I picked. But what I'm saying is you need to bring a girl in. Let me know who it is. One person you can sleep with. And I don't want no, like, outside intimate relationship going on. There's no outside of sex. There's no intimacy for you. None. I can do all that. I can be here emotionally. I can be here like, you know what I mean? I can be here for you in all the other senses. The only sense that I can't is for the pussy. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're going out for. You're going out for pussy. You ain't going out for a conversation. You ain't going out for a fucking date. You ain't going out for none of that bullshit. I'm here for that. And even then, it might sound a little selfish right there where you're like just setting boundaries on it. You're saying like, hey, you can go ahead and do this, but you got to do it how I'm saying do it. It might sound a little selfish, but these are the stipulations that are set forth for you to be able to step out in a sexless marriage, okay? That's just it. Because at the end of the day, there should be no stepping out, period. Because like I said, there is sick in and hell, till death do you part, for rich or for poor. You have all of it, right? These are all the vows that you say, you take, you are mean and you hold nearest and dearest to you throughout your marriage. But if there's a conversation coming up between both parties and you are able to get on that agreement for that entanglement, you go ahead and you do what you gotta do and make that other party in the relationship happy. I mean, like, come on, somebody gotta be happy. It's gonna take you a while to get back to you, you know, because this is something you gotta get used to. You ain't used to not getting no dick. You ain't used to not getting no pussy. You know what I'm saying? So this is something you gotta get used to. You know, and it all works out in its own way, in its own relationship, however you set that up. But for me, yeah, I'm gonna go with it's okay to step out if we're sexless, you know, but only due to medical relationships. Not due to one just wanting to cheat on one and just not give the other. Nah, fuck that. No. If you fucking them bitches, why the fuck you can't fuck me? At this point, there's no relationship. You feel me? That's just point blank, period. But make sure you guys are hitting me up on Facebook, in the comments, on is always a video up on each episode, or do me one better and hit those voice message links down below. Let's get involved. Let's get this discussion rolling, babies. I love y'all. We are in every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, like I said, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you haven't followed the podcast by now, follow the podcast. Hit that plus button up on Apple and hit that follow button up on Spotify. If you do it on Anchor, follow. If you also on Google Podcasts, we are live on all platforms. Don't play with it. TSO is going up. I love you guys. I'll see you next video.